Chapter 2. Be a good friend. BZ didn't understand. Didn't she know school procedure? Always say yes. No wasn't friendly.
The bus stopped outside the front of the school and the students got off. BZXY741 looked for the girl. He wanted to say, "Enjoy your lessons," but he couldn't see her. He followed the other students into the building and walked slowly to his classroom. He thought about the girl with grey eyes. What was that look in her eyes? Who is she? Perhaps she's new here. Some of his friends turned round and called to him, "BZ, you're going to be late." "I'm coming," he answered. "I'm coming." The first 3 hours of lessons that morning were life studies. Be a good friend. Then there were 2 hours of Do People Like You? BZ really enjoyed these lessons, so he stopped thinking about the girl on the bus. At midday, the students had lunch in the flower garden. BZ sat down at a table under a big tree with beautiful flowers. It was a warm day, and the smell of the flowers was strong. The birds sang the menu. "Hamburger or sandwich, chicken with salad, chocolate ice cream, enjoy your lunch." BZ took a drink from his glass of cold green juice. Wonderful. He closed his eyes and thought for a minute about his future. It was a good future. "I'm going to be on the team," he thought. "I know that I'm going to be on the team." The team worked for the people's happiness. People were happy because they made the laws. The team's work was important. They were the most important people in Eden City. That was BZXY741's future, and he felt very happy about it. When he opened his eyes, he saw the girl with grey eyes at his table. "Hi, BZ," she said. "Hello." He smiled, and then he remembered his first lesson of the morning. Be a good friend. Give something nice to somebody. So he pushed his plate across the table to her. "Please have some of my salad. It's very good." She laughed. "No, thanks. I don't like the school food." BZ didn't understand. He started to feel strange. Didn't she know school procedure? Always say yes. No wasn't friendly. The girl laughed again. "BZ, don't look so worried. I like the word. I often say it. No, 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 no. The sky doesn't fall on my head." "I don't understand." "It's okay. Forget it." She moved her chair near his chair. "Listen, BZ," she said quietly. "I know everything about you. I think you're a wonderful person. I want to help you. And I think that you can help me and a lot of other people too." BZ looked at her carefully for a minute. "I think I understand now," he said slowly. "This is a friendly joke." "Of course, yes. It's very strange, but very funny." And he laughed very loudly. She put her hand on his arm. "It's not a joke. I want to tell you something. Something very important. It will change your life, and perhaps the lives of everybody here in Eden City." Then the birds sang. "Go back to work, boys and girls. Back to work." The students in the flower garden stood up. BZ stood up too. I'm sorry. I don't understand this conversation. It's very interesting, but I don't understand it. He smiled his best smile. The girl didn't smile back at him. Listen, she said. There's a dance tonight at the House of Music. I'll see you there. Please come. It's very, very important. For you and me. Please say that you'll come. All right, said BZ. I'll come. He thought, do I want to meet this strange girl again? I don't know. I don't understand her. But he had to go. He couldn't say no, it wasn't friendly. It wasn't school procedure.